Chapter 2. A Hole in the Ground. Aladdin stared down at the stone door with the brass handle. What is behind the door? He thought. Suddenly, the old man put his hands on Aladdin's arms and shook him. Listen to me, you stupid boy, he cried. Aladdin looked at his uncle. His face was red and his eyes were narrow and cruel. Aladdin felt very afraid. Why was his kind, friendly uncle so angry? You think I'm your uncle, said the old man. But I'm not your uncle at all. I tricked you. I'm really a wizard. When I was in India, I heard a man talking about a wonderful magic lamp. I listened to everything he said. I know where the lamp is, and I want it. But I can't get it myself. If I do, the magic will not work. I need you to help me. Aladdin, you must get the lamp for me.
What does the lamp do? Asked Aladdin.
You don't need to know that. When I have got the lamp, you can go home to your mother, the wizard replied.
Well, where is the lamp? Aladdin asked.
It's under the ground, said the wizard. Go and get it for me. Pull that brass ring and lift up the stone door. Aladdin pulled the brass ring and lifted up the stone door. He saw a hole in the ground and lots of stairs. Go down those stairs, said the wizard. At the bottom of the stairs, you will find another door. Open it and go through. Behind the door, you will find a large cave. You will see four tall jars full of gold coins. Don't touch them, Aladdin. If you do, you will die. Then you will find the next cave, the wizard went on. There you will see four more jars full of silver coins. Don't touch them. If you do, you will die. In the third cave, you will see four more jars. These are full of precious jewels, diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and emeralds. You will see wonderful jewelry, rings and bracelets, brooches, earrings, and necklaces. But don't touch them. If you do, you will die. You will never see your mother again.
I will try my best, said poor Aladdin. He was very frightened now.
The third cave leads to an orchard, said the wizard. It's full of fruit trees. You can pick some of the fruit. You will find shiny red apples, sweet yellow peaches, green pears, and big purple plums. In this orchard, you will find the magic lamp. It is on a little shelf in the wall. Pick up the lamp and tip out the oil. Bring the lamp to me. Then I will be the most powerful man in the world. I will be able to wish for anything I want. And there's one more thing, the wizard went on. You must be careful, Aladdin. Take this ring and put it on your finger. It will keep you safe. Aladdin took the ring and put it on his finger. Then he started to go down the stairs. He was very afraid of the wizard, but he knew he must do what he said. It was dark in the hole. Aladdin didn't like it. At the bottom of the stairs, he came to a big wooden door with a brass handle. He opened it and went into the first cave. The cave was very big. There were some tall white candles on the floor, and the cave was filled with their soft light. There were four tall jars. Aladdin put his hands behind his back and looked into each one. They were all full of shiny gold coins. The coins twinkled in the light of the candles.
What a beautiful sight, thought Aladdin. I wonder if they're real. But I mustn't touch them.
He went into the next cave. There were more tall white candles. They twinkled all around him. But this time, there were four jars full of silver coins. Aladdin wanted to touch them, but he kept his hands behind his back.
I must go into the third cave and go past the four jars full of precious stones, he said to himself. That's what the wizard told me to do.
Aladdin went into the third cave. This time he saw four tall jars full of wonderful jewels in the light from the candles. Aladdin opened his eyes very wide.
I want to touch them and see them twinkle in the light, he thought. Maybe I can pick up one little thing. I'm sure that will be all right.
He stretched out his hand, but then stopped.
If I touch any of the jewels, I will die, he said to himself. I must leave this cave and go into the orchard. I must find the magic lamp. If I give it to that man, he will let me go back to my home and my mother. I'll tell my mother that the man is not my uncle. I'll tell her he's really a wizard. She will be very sad.